If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we continue through this powerful week, this penultimate week of ordinary time. Let us celebrate your love as we look forward to not only the end of this liturgical year, but the new liturgical year and where we will be led during this time by your grace. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, as you just heard, today is several things. It is the Tuesday of the 33rd week of Ordinary Time. According to the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, we also celebrate today the memorial of the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I'll talk about that in a second. It's also the World Day of Cloistered Life, according to Vatican News. So it's an interesting day. We're going to actually still focus on Maccabees. But one of the things to keep in mind is this is one of those days that a lot of people who are not Catholic don't understand, because a lot of people, especially those who may come into the Catholic Church, will say one of the most difficult aspects of Catholicism for them was the Catholic focus on Mary, and they think that until they realize then they finally understand the truth, that we look upon Mary as like a co-god. No, we don't. And that this is important. We look upon Mary as fully human, who offered herself totally to the Lord in the most powerful way. And that's what today's memorial actually represents. So it's an understanding that we need to look at, and it's a realization that that's what this is all about. Do understand, Catholics do not worship Mary. I should say that in general. There are Catholics that do, and we reject that form of devotion. We call it Mariolatry, which is the combination of the word Mary and idolatry. We call it Mariolatry. So Catholics do not worship Mary. What Catholics do is we recognize Mary for having given everything she had that she could have given to service to the Lord. So that's an important distinction. And one of the things I always like to bring out, and I actually say this to Catholics and also non-Catholics, because there are misunderstanding that you will find also within the Catholic Church. So what you will have within the Catholic Church is this a real focus on the masculinity. And so, therefore, they will say, you know, women should have no voice in the church at all, which is not the history of Christianity, by the way. We know what Paul said, but if you look at the history of Christianity, you will find that women play a very important role throughout the history of Christianity. And so what I always like to say when people will come up from that perspective in the Catholic Church, and also the understanding within those who don't comprehend our Catholic understanding of Mary, is, so do you really think that when the apostles finished their day of out preaching the word, and then they came home and Mary may have joined them to talk to them about how the day went, they turned around and say, well, we don't talk to you because you're a woman? Do you actually think that happened? Because they would also recognize that she was, in fact, and is, in fact, the mother of Jesus. So they understood that she had a deeper understanding of the mission of the church and of what her son wanted in the world. And you can see this in the Gospel of Luke, in the presentation. It is all right there. So we recognize that incredible, powerful understanding. And that's where the Catholic tradition of Mary comes from. We do not look at Mary as another God. So you do need to understand that, because there's only one God, and that, of course, is the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, and that is the one God, and Mary is not part of the Holy Trinity, nor could she ever be part of the Holy Trinity, because she is not divine. In order to be part of the Holy Trinity, she would have to be divine. Jesus is fully human, but fully divine, but neither the Father nor the Holy Spirit were human in any way, or are human. You know, it's always difficult to deal. Forget about pronouns. What about verbs when you're dealing with God? Yes, are human. It's always the present tense. So anyway, we're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony in Alston. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WEZE 590 AM and WEZERadio.com at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us on our parish website, ST for St. Anthony Alston.org. That's St. Anthony Alston.org. And let others know where they can find us and spread the word and subscribe to our podcast. We're back and we're looking at this powerful reading from the presentation, or rather from 2 Maccabees. And this is the famous story of Eleazar. So Eleazar was a scribe. And again, remember what I was talking about yesterday, building this Esperanto of religions? And so the whole thing was, you know, it reminds me of an old joke by Robert Klein. Not that this is joking matter, but it reminds me of this particular, because it's a story. And if you remember the Civil War chess set, and the Civil War chess set, they would send you a piece every month from this special Civil War chess set. And if you didn't want it, you could send it back and you wouldn't have to pay for it. And of course, Robert Klein actually, you know, in a parody of this says, yeah, I don't need all those pawns. Why do I need all those pawns? Right. So, which of course you can't play chess without all those pawns. Well, here's the thing. What's happened is someone has turned around and said, well, we don't need all those rules. We don't need all these ideas. We can decide for ourselves what works and what doesn't. And this is a powerful message for us, because Eleazar says, no, I'm not going to follow this. But there's two sides to this message we've got to see. And we've just actually lived through this in a different way. And that was, now people, which I knew they would, now people are evaluating what happened with the whole concept of COVID. And what was the idea? Oh, we don't need the churches open. Remember that? Oh, we don't need that anymore. And this is one of the reasons why I said we're going back to Maccabees. Now, fortunately, here in Massachusetts, there was a decision that, yes, we could leave the churches open within the context of social distancing. And that was a great blessing. Now, I understand there were some churches, they came out and says, oh, no, we don't have to open the churches anymore. And in Canada, well, that's, you know, Canada, I guess, did that as well. And, you know, and now in the going back and evaluating, it's the same principle you're seeing right here. People who were not in touch with the people who made decisions that didn't really understand what people valued and what people didn't. So there were people who said, no, this is the way everyone should be. And that's what they were doing in Maccabees. And the fact is, you can say, until the cows come home, as I love that saying. And if you haven't figured out, I also love the word penultimate. But you can say, until the cows come home, what you think should be the way things go. But the fact is, if you're not in touch with the people, then you're never going to come up with an established policy that works, because people value things that you do not. And you're saying, well, this is the way people should think. There's an expression I use all the time where people say, well, this is what you should do. And I always say, if I did everything I should do, I'd be bishop by now. I always use that line. Because just because someone says this is what you should do doesn't mean that they are in touch with the realities of everyone so that they understand where everyone is. And this is what happened in Maccabees. Well, we're going to have a peaceful place if all of a sudden people just stop believing in all these rules that we don't agree with, and they follow all our rules, that everyone will understand, people will be happy. People don't work like that. And one of the concerns we had during COVID is people said, well, we're following the computer models. The computer models were based on what the virus would do, but not based on what the people would do. Now, I have a degree in sociology, so I understand this. And this was the problem, because they talked to doctors, but they needed sociologists and anthropologists to work on this together too, because they would turn around and say, whoa, you're going to realize there's going to be pushback. So you have to understand how this works. And when you realize that this is exactly what happens in the time of Maccabees. So we have the story of Eleazar, who refuses to follow this law, which means all he has to do is eat pork, and he's fine with the government, and he refuses to eat pork. And in refusing to eat pork, he is given the option of, well, either you eat the pork or we'll torture you to death. And he says, well, I guess you're going to have to torture me to death. And this is what happens in several places in this area of Maccabees. It all comes down to exactly what we saw during COVID. People said this will work, without understanding the humanity involved in their decisions. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a blessed day.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com.
Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish.